Good morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some reminders for our livestock producers. Livestock Disaster Program enrollment opened on April 15, 2014. There were four disaster programs authorized by the 2014 Farm Bill as permanent programs. These programs provided retroactive authority to cover eligible losses back to October 1, 2011. The first program is the Livestock Forage Program, LFP, which provides compensation to eligible producers who suffered grazing losses due to drought. Cass County producers are eligible for 2012 payments due to the drought that year. In order for producers to qualify, their livestock must have grazed land for commercial use as part of a farming operation. Producers must be listed on a farm, have an interest in the livestock, and certify the pasture was used for grazing. LFP payments are calculated based on 60% of the lesser of the monthly feed cost of all covered livestock, or calculated by using the normal carrying capacity of the eligible grazing land of the livestock producer. The Livestock Indemnity Program, LIP, provides compensation to livestock producers who suffered livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather events after the 1st of October 2011. In order to be eligible for that payment, producers need to provide proof of the livestock death. Contact our office if you have questions as to what constitutes acceptable production evidence under this program. The Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, ELAP, is available for producers of livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish who have suffered losses because of disease, adverse weather, or other conditions after October 1, 2011 that are not covered under the LIP or LFP programs. One example of losses covered under this program includes honeybee losses due to colony collapse disorder. The Tree Assistance Program, TAP, provides financial assistance to qualified orchardists and nursery growers to replant or rehabilitate eligible trees, bushes, and vines damaged by natural disasters. For more information on TAP, contact your local FSA office. Applications for program year 2012 and 2013 ELAP are due October 1, 2014, while program year 2014 ELAP applications are due November 1st of this year. The deadline to file notice of loss and application for payment for the 2011 through 2014 LIP, LFP, or TAP program is January 30th, 2015, although a 7.2% sequestration reduction will apply to any payments made after October 1st, 2014. Next, County Committee election nominations. County committees are a crucial component of the operations of the Farm Service Agency. Members of local county committees help deliver FSA programs at the local level. Agricultural producers who serve on county committees help with the decisions necessary to administer farm programs in the local counties. They work to ensure FSA agricultural programs serve the needs of the local producers. Operating within official regulations designed to carry out federal laws, FSA county committees apply their judgment and knowledge to make decisions. Local decisions. Members meet approximately once a month, depending upon the task at hand. For election purposes, counties are divided into local administrative areas, LAAs. Cass County is divided into three LAAs, and each LAA selects one producer to serve a three-year term. Producers in Lincoln, Union, Messina, Edna, and Victoria Townships encompass LAA 2, which is the LAA up for election this year. If you're a participant in an FSA program and are of legal voting age, you may be nominated to serve on the county committee. Individuals may nominate themselves or others as candidates. The nomination form, FSA 699A, is available at the Cass County FSA office or may be downloaded online at fsa.usda.gov/elections. In order to be valid, the nomination form must be signed by the person being nominated. This indicates their agreement to be served if elected. Nominations began June 16th, and completed nomination form must be postmarked and returned to the Cass County FSA office no later than October 1st, 2014. Now, 2014 CRP reminders. First reminder is for CRP mid-contract management. Producers participating in the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, are responsible for CRP cover maintenance. Participants need to maintain practices according to their conservation plan without additional cost-share assistance. This includes compliance with state noxious weed laws and the control of other weeds not considered noxious if the undesirable vegetation possesses a threat to existing cover or adversely impacts other landowners in the area. CRP participants need to receive FSA approval before beginning spot weed treatment during the primary nesting season, May 1st to August 1st. Treatment includes spot spraying and spot mowing and is limited to the immediate area of infestation. Producers who complete CRP mid-contract management activities this spring are reminded to turn in their cost-share billings to the local office as soon as possible in order to be processed for payment. CRP mid-contract management was not completed prior to May 15th. CRP producers are reminded they need to contact their local FSA office and request an extension to complete the MCM after August 1st and before September 30th, 2014. Second reminder is for CRP sign-up and extensions. Beginning earlier this month, producers may sign up for the CRP program. Programs included in the sign-up are the continuous CRP, a one-year extension of previously enrolled general sign-up contracts, and the transition incentives program. Under the continuous sign-up authority, eligible land can be enrolled in CRP at any time with contracts of up to 10 to 15 years in duration. In lieu of a general sign-up this year, USDA will allow producers with general CRP contracts expiring in this September to have the option of a one-year contract extension. The TIP program, Transition Incentives Program, provides two additional years of payment for retired ranchers and farmers who transition expiring CRP acres to socially disadvantaged military veteran or beginning producers who return the land to sustainable grazing or crop production. For more information on the CRP signups and extensions, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.